Hello and welcome to Sports Bets Racing Podcast. I'm your host, Mick Wall, and joining me as always, Julian Valance and Simon Marshall. How are we, gentlemen?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
We're a happy team at Hawthorn.
Good day, very good day. Great 66.67% of podcast hosts are happy this morning within this room.
No, so, I'm happy. I have no issue with Hawthorn winning, what, their third game, was it this year or something like that?
Don't be like that.
Fourth? No, second? I don't know. Whatever it is, it's irrelevant, and they're becoming an irrelevant club.
Oh, no, they're not. They'll never be that. You know that, Julie.
Come on, take us at the line, Jules.
Yeah. No, very good last night by the boys. So we're just a spring in the step of most people around Mel. It's just different
most
vibe
people,
in the city.
Yeah, my gosh.
Pretty happy. But no, look, we will get into the racing because no one really gives a shit about what happened in the footy. Look, I'd be remiss not to mention that SD and I went head-to-head last week in Race in the Valley. Did we joke about having a duet on the two things?
We definitely did.
And then
joke about it.
And anybody that did have a duet, please fucking stop listening. there's no need to continue now because we're not the podcast for you if you like duets. Anyway, but if you had have had a two-horse roving banker into the field, you would have done very, very handsomely because our things came second and third and just one of Black Tomahawk sort of just came over the top, won at a ridiculous price.
Where did it come from?
This is the thing. Who knows? I mean, that was. I'm still saying that I almost should have won a default because I think the right stopped me. I reckon I had the best horse in the race. But anyway, SD, bottle of red coming your way. Well done, mate. Should have known better than take on the master.
Well, you know the only rule.
We will drink that one together.
Thank you.
And we'll just have to pick if we want to watch the 08 or maybe the 2014 grand final replay while we're doing it.
Yeah.
Whatever
you only want, boys.
Yeah, that's exactly.
5 minutes of Stewie Jew, please, and Cyril on the wing.
Yeah,
the
a bit of that.
Wing.
Yeah.
All right,
that's
so.
Fabulous stuff. Yeah.
There you go. Enough hawks for you there, Jules?
Yeah, no. Keep it going, boys.
Yeah.
It's great. It's all riveting right for everyone out there.
Yeah,
I can
everyone
just
loves
tell
it. All right, so let's get straight into it. We'll have a look at the Tiara and then we'll get into your best around the country. So looking at the Tiara, in her time, the three, obviously a very warm favourite at the $3.20 quote. Others in the market are the 14 prompt response at $6. And then you're looking at double figures for most others. Egyptian Symbol at $11 and Miss Gun Gunpowder at $13. Body O'Reilly's had some money but eased again. That's now at $10. That had money early. That's enough out of the markets. Keen to hear what you guys think.
Julesy, I'm going to take on the favourite. Got a peak twice in a prep. Huge run in the Stratty. Arguably should have won with any luck from the jock. I don't know why the bloke who wrote it, but anyway, drawn out.
The VL driver.
It was too.
She's drawn out up to 57 kilos. Big field Doomben needs more luck to win this than she's going to get from that gate, so happy to take her on. The two that I want to ride, which I think will get great rides in the race, are Prompt Response and Miss Gunpowder. They've drawn ideal gates. Good speed in this will just set them up just off it. Both of them can take a sit and cuddle at some stage and save some energy for a couple of furlongs. And I think those two will present very well in the race. But the knockout for me is Exteen, the fresh horse on the scene. What price, please?
Exteen's actually been a little easy, $8.50 out to $10, $3.30 the price. So genuine each way go there.
Okay, fresh horse on the scene for me.
All right. Jules?
Yeah, look. Sort of agree with SD there. In her time at that price, look, she was no doubt outstanding in the Stradbroke. Fabulous run. Not too concerned with 16 for her. She'll probably be able to just cross. Look, she might have to work a little bit, but I don't think it's going to be to her detriment. It's just whether she can produce another blistering run from a fortnight ago. I couldn't have her at the price. She can win, but I can't have her at the price. I really think this is a really, really open race. I reckon going down the list, I reckon it needs a hot tempo, this horse, and I don't know if it'll get it, but if it does get it, Egyptian Symbol can definitely win. Barrier 20 is no problem. It's going to get back anyway. The big blowout for me at 20s is French Emotion. In the spring, it ran second in the Meyer Classic. behind I'm a Star, the three-year-old. Again, 21's no favour, but it will go back to worse than midfield. Waller Bowman combination in the group ones is definitely an advantage. I reckon I'd have a little play on it because it can run a big race. Bonnie O'Reilly, I've probably got it at about double figures, so I reckon it's about its right price, but it can run well. Nancy's the other one that I think should start a lot shorter. Snowden combination, love them. I reckon it can run really well. And I think the big punters will cave into the three-year-old Prompt Response. I think it will start. I think, you know, Time will probably start favourite, but I have a feeling that Prompt Response will be really, really well backed and will there'll be a lot tighter in the market than that. Really good last start. It's got the progression, looks to have the perfect prep for this race. And
the undercover brothers that love to watch on the recliner of a weekend, love a first four, love a multi. Can Danish Twist, can you find Danish Twist in there?
Look, it's one of those ones that if she gets back to her best, she's 100% a chance. But I'm just slightly worried when mares put in a bad one, they sometimes put a few bad ones in, they can go a little bit sour. That's the little knock I've got on it.
Easy in the market too, just, you know, 15 out of 16 early, so no real interest.
Yeah, it's just one of those ones just with mares. I try to back ones that are in form rather than that are, you know, you're hoping to get back to their best. In saying that, there's another horse that's sort of not in form as well, which won the race last year, Miss Cover Girl. Had it more or less exactly the same run last prep, when it won the Tats last year to what it did last start, pretty average. The only thing with this horse is I think it's a dead set wet tracker and it's probably not going to get the wet track this week. So, but I wouldn't be surprised if it ran a big race as well. It's just a really open race for me. The other three-year-old that SD talked about, Eckstein, definitely chance as well. But I think Prompt Response is the one that the punters will really have a big crack at, but it's an open race for me.
Well, I mean, it's one of those good ones because, I mean, French Emotion's one I looked at. Another one further down was Maternal. I'm probably getting steered in by my own personal interest there and winning money previously on it.
Is it a Godolphin too?
There's
a bit of a love affair there.
There is. It's not quite the Weary Stable affair, but Godolphin's definitely the mistress of my black book. There's no doubt about that. So
lucky girl.
Having a look here, I think this is a cracking race to get involved in because of the fact I love hearing you guys both saying you don't think the faves. It may not even start as fave, but you don't think it's going to get there. So if you've got $6 second fave, then double figures everything else. You can play two or three horses here and come out on top. So there we go. So you think Prompt Response to come in and start favourite and if not, heavily backed in and some good value there around others, including French Emotion and Nancy. Fantastic. All right, gentlemen, let's look around the rest of the country and find our listeners some winners. SD, do you want to kick us off?
I want to stay at Doomben and give my best there for the day if I could.
Love it.
Before we nick off to Flem. Race 8, number 4, Flippant for Team Snowden, Jimmy Byrne to ride. Flippant is very fresh. Winner at the track and the trips and also three wins at the trip. She trialled very well a couple of times, super first up. That in her time in Egyptian symbol form, I think should hold her in good stead. So she's my best at Doomben, race 8, number 4.
$7 in 650, back out 7, so seems about the right price there. And the get-out stakes, mate, if you can get one up for the people, they'll love you.
All right.
Nice. Now,
giddy up.
Jules, anything from you in Queensland before we have a look around?
No, didn't really delve too deep into it other than the Tats. Yep. So, yeah, I'll stay away.
All right.
Yep. Did most of the work, obviously, in Victoria at Flemington.
Why don't you give us your best at Flemington, mate?
Yeah, so just for people punting there too, the track's going to be actually, I know we're in the middle of winter here, but the track's going to be quite firm. We haven't had rain here for probably 2 weeks and they haven't put a lot of irrigation on. And it's going to be really, really firm. So we're probably even going to be looking at a good 3. So rock hard track in the middle of winter, which is a bit of an anomaly, but we move on. I have a theory with when you punt, you need to know before the day whether you've got a King High or whether you've got the Bob Saget and the Olsen twins in your hand. And I think this week I've got the Bob Saget and Olsen in my hand and must bet accordingly.
Yep.
So bookending the meeting, race 1 and race 9, Royal Symphony is my best of the best.
Yep.
Came through that Pakenham race, which it won really well. It has a devastating turn of foot. Second horse, Watchdog, should have won at Swan Hill, the $100,000 race. Was very unlucky. It should have won. The third horse, Basemans, came out since and won at $1.70. The horse that ran eighth got beaten about 13 lengths. Royal Disguise came out and run second in a maiden at Wangaratta. The form's stacking up. This is a very, very hot race, and Royal Symphony is a dead set group horse in my book. I think it will win. I think it will start in the red. The thing is, it might not start in the red just for the fact that a lot of punters do knock the synthetic form to turf form. So that's the slight knock on it, but I have no knock on the ability of this horse. I think he'll be winning, and I think he is a major player in the spring, which we have spoken about before. And then in the last...
Just before you do, Jules, interestingly, they haven't been worried yet because it's 240 into 220.
Yeah, yeah. And I think
money
if they don't
coming.
If they don't pot the synthetic form going to turf, I think it'll start in the red and be winning convincingly. And in the last, really confident as well with Samavea. Fitter, love the gate, should get a perfect running transit. It's a Group 3 winner. I know it's a filly taking on the boys and it's got 58, but from that gate I think she'll be too good, and I love the price at the moment. I think she'll cave in as well. They're really two good bets to have, and I'm really, really confident and I'll be chipping up.
You are. You I can tell.
Yeah.
There's a spring in your step. Yeah, and look, to be honest, this is probably why they call you the people's trader, because both horses have already been back. This is 380 and 340. I mean, you are truly a man of the people, George. We know that.
Yes. Like a Vita.
Yeah, don't let the Versace suit and the nice thin tie fool you there.
Julius Marlowe.
Yeah, he's definitely a man of the people. This gentleman here. Now the reason I'm smiling in here, it's not just left over from the Hawks win.
No.
I know SD has something here in the last. And I want to hear about this, because this thing's a massive price. He's been pretty keen on it. I'll let you fire away, Simon.
Okay, well, I'll give my best for the day. The one I want to ride to win will be race 7, number 6, Rewarding Effort. I just think he finds his right race here at the mile. Williams goes on and he finally draws a gate. So he's going to get the nice run. And as I mentioned, the mile, I think he'll excel. Flemington will suit. Interesting watching Jane Bunn, who I'm a big fan of on the Seven Network, when she reads the weather. Hopefully the rain does come at some stage throughout the day. He wouldn't mind getting his toe into it, Rewarding Effort. But you know I love a Jared Roughhead.
Back to the Hawks. Yeah, little beauty.
I love a Jared Roughhead, and I've tinkered in race 4, number 4, and cost the line. I thought he hit the wire quite well last start. I think he's around the $13, isn't he, Wally?
Yeah. Last
night he was around that price. But anyway, I just thought he's a horse that needs more galloping room than he got at Flemington last start. He finds his right race here. He's going to get a lovely run in transit. So race 4, number 4 in Cost the Line for the Waller team. But the one we're going to have to wait for is race 9, number 11, the Captain Rhett from the Pat Carey stable. He's first up, run over 7 furlongs at Sandown on the wrong part of the track. He zoomed up inside them and he just peaked on his run, and it's not his cup of tea. Broke his maiden last start, but the form that I want you to go back and have a look on and a reference to is the Far Sun form and also the Cliffhanger form when he was placed to them over the 1800 metres. I think it was the Autumn Classic.
Yeah, I reckon that's right, mate.
Autumn Classic it was from memory, and then he was tested to Overberg and those sort of horses. I know that Pat Carey's got a really good opinion of this horse. Now, he's drawn one. I know it's late in the day, but if he can get his galloping room stepping up to the mile, the big fella, I think he's improved. He's shown the improvement to me first up from that run at Sandown. He's going to get a really good run in transit, and he was $51. $51, the Captain Rhett. So I've had a little sneaky Jared Roughhead bet on him.
Very, very nice.
Something.
Do you know what? I actually like the passage, the 10 in this at an X-ray price. So just saying, if there's three horses there, you wouldn't want to leave any of them out. I'm not going to even bother going into the reasons why.
Because they're illogical.
And people will not give a shit. But I'm just having a look there. I mean, I'm gonna be having a definite play at the Captain Red each way, and
he's just overs. He's just way over.
I'll do one of my little one unit the win, three unit the place, or something like that. At that price, it's huge, and I'll be launching into your thing as well, Jules. But very, very good.
Sports Since forever, man has been putting things inside things. Spears inside woolly mammoths. Faces inside beards. Fingers inside noses. Maps inside bins. And foots squarely inside mouths.
I love you, Karen. I mean Michelle.
Speaking of putting things inside things, Sportsbet's new Same Game Multi lets men build a bet inside a bet inside the same game of footy. The Same Game Multi. New from Sportsbet. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Is there anywhere else? Have we got anything from Adelaide? Do we have a $1.50 pop that we need to lose our money on?
Did you mention Adelaide last night? The Hawks. What was the 13 points once again?
This is just embarrassing now, isn't it?
It'll be lockdown.
You're both worse than each other. But the point is, you know why we're talking about it so much? Because they've just been absolutely pathetic. For the whole year. So at least we won't have to. I know that we won't have to listen to this again for another 8 weeks because they'll won't touch the scoreboard again. So that's the hope we've got, people out there. That's the hope we've got. Otherwise, we're in big strife.
And as always, Wally, that was the cut a long story short answer.
Yeah.
Nothing in Adelaide. Lockdown. It's a lockdown there today.
There you go. All right. And nothing in Sydney?
No, are they running there, are they? That's very good.
Well, there you go. So
Randwick.
Well, we know there's not much going on there. Just make sure if you are in Sydney, and I'll say this again, and you do want to get a beer in the inner city, make sure it's while the sun is still up, because 7:20 p.m. is harsh drinks. Jules and I know that for a fact.
Yeah, it's
disappointing.
Unbelievable. Beyond words is all we could say about that.
The ship's in.
Frightening.
Yeah.
CBD might help you out there.
All right, gentlemen, have a great weekend. Best of luck on the punt. It looks like we've got some good things to follow in there. All the best to the Catters, Jules. SD's got... Yeah,
if can't beat them down there, then we'll be moving on.
Yeah, nice. ST.
And our side bet last week, the mega blast, he's backing up. We've got to mention
now
that
you want the rain, though, don't
if
you?
If it does rain, far superior stay than them.
Just to confirm, Jane told you it was going
to
rain.
Bunzi, I was having a chat to her in the green room, makeup room it was, but prior to shooting get on yesterday, and I tell you what.
I got a feeling that Simon didn't even listen to anything she said.
She's fantastic. She's fantastic.
All right, let's wrap it up.
I love it. I love her weather reports.
Nice. My original question, did she say it was going to rain, Simon?
I think she said it's going to rain all night tonight and they're clear in the morning.
Very nice. Very nice. Oh, there you go. So worth a look. All right, guys, have a great weekend. Happy punting to everyone out there and we'll see you next week.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers. Bye.
Toodaloo.
Sportsbet's new Same Game Multi lets you build a multi in one game of footy. It's basically a bet inside a bet inside a bet. It's like that strange turducken thing where you put a chicken inside a duck. Then you put the chicken inside the duck inside a turkey. Then you put all of that inside the oven.
Sportsbet Same Game Multi. Build a multi in the same game of footy. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Voilà, my first ménage à trois.